Pakistan has strongly criticized President Obama's support of a permanent seat for India on the UN Security Council. The Pakistanis say India's conduct toward its neighbors and its role in the disputed region of Kashmir discredit the bid. But Washington Post UN correspondent Colm Lynch says India would benefit greatly from a permanent place on the council.
For India, it would mean that it would finally have the kind of status that it's been sort of seeking over the last, decades, to be sort of an equal among the great powers of the world.
What would it mean sort of in terms of wielding power and then policy?
It would give India a much greater say on issues that are of concern to them, like Afghanistan. When you talk about, the American exit strategy, those will be important issues. They are one of the biggest contributors of UN peacekeepers, but they have no sort of central role in deciding the kind of mandates for UN peacekeeping missions around the world. So they're sending a lot of peacekeepers off to places without much say in exactly what they're going to be doing. They would give them more authority to prevent the international community from addressing issues that are sensitive to them, like Kashmir. So there's a lot of areas where it would give them a say in a lot of the big issues of the day, and it would enable them to protect their own interests in a way that they're not able to do off the council.
So then does Barack Obama see India potentially protecting its own interests on the Security Council as also protecting American interests? Because many of the issues you just mentioned are issues the U.S. cares desperately about as well.
Well, I think what this is mostly about is sort of saying to the Indians that, we really care about our strategic relationship with India. You're a neighbor of two important countries, China and Pakistan. We would like to see India play a more important role in some sense as a kind of counterbalance to China, which is kind of the most important rising power in the world. What's interesting is that India will be on the Security Council as a temporary member at the beginning of next year, and this is sort of described as a kind of trial opportunity for India to show that it can operate in a responsible way. It also provides an opportunity for the Council to have a greater say from other big powers, a way of increasing the legitimacy of the Council, which is seen as being somewhat aloof, somewhat undemocratic, and something of a big power club that, a lot of people are ignoring.
It's interesting that India is going to assume a temporary position on the council anyway. It seems to suggest that Barack Obama didn't have a lot to lose in endorsing India as getting a seat on the council, because we do know that he did not say he would actively campaign for a position for India on the council, and he spelled out kind of the responsibility that comes with power and leadership, criticizing India's support for the Burmese junta and criticizing India's reluctance to oppose human rights abuses.
Right. Well, a good thing to think about is the fact that the Americans have been supporting a seat on the Security Council for Japan for years. Both President Bill Clinton and President Bush both supported a seat for Japan. And I've had lots of conversations with senior Japanese diplomats who have expressed deep frustration at the lack of commitment for the Americans to actually get this thing moving, to sort of proactively pursue the expansion of the Security Council. For years, the U.S. position has been, we think it's a good idea to have maybe 5-6 more people on the Security Council, but they haven't done anything proactive to make it happen. So I suspect that the Indians recognize that they will probably not be able to count on President Obama to mount a vigorous effort to actually bring this to pass.
All right. Colm Lynch is the U.N. correspondent for The Washington Post. He also writes Foreign Policy Magazine's Turtle Bay blog about the U.N. Colm, nice to have you on.
Thanks a lot, Lisa. It was a pleasure.